Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I've got an interesting question for you to start off the episode. Just ease us into it.
Ease me into it.
It was something I was thinking about, to be fair, on you last night. Bit of self-reflection.
Okay.
What is it that you don't have in your life at the moment that you think you want?
A life.
Just a life in general. That you don't have in your life that you think you want, yeah? Or you know you want, and how, like, is it attainable? Can you get it? Like, and if you can, What can you do to get it?
See, mine's just the same old fucking answer, man.
Oh, can I guess it?
Go on.
You want a bird?
Yeah, I do. I just do. But there's nothing I can do to get that and make it a
There is.
Right.
You could just go and pick one up.
No, because too specific. I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, you are a big perfectionist when it comes to...
I've had this conversation so many times.
Like, yeah, no, it's true. You know, but we need to have it from a different angle, yeah?
Yeah, that is, I feel like, what I'm missing, if I'm honest. Like, I've been single 4 years now. Mm. I've known the crack. It doesn't excite me that much, really. I like the freedom, but like, as in other stuff, it doesn't excite me that much. I still do it, but like, it's not... I've had my fun now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I could do it with just a woman. Ride for me. I got you. Do your own little thing.
Yeah.
Go on holiday together. I just want to go on holiday with a bird. I can't lie. I just want a vacation, man.
So after a couple of trips to... you gotta fuck off
then. Nah, I'll be pucker,
bro. Done it now.
That's what I want. I just want a bird, but it's just fucking... I ain't going around looking for it. That's all long.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens.
They come rare, man. Do you know what? I actually... I'd say now... Yeah, we have had this conversation like a few times on this podcast as well, and obviously in just off camera. But I think I agree now, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I swear. That's big from you, is it? Feel like you're ready.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not, but I am.
No, I'm kind of like on a...
I'm ready for it, but mentally, like...
I think, do you know what? I'm just going for a bit of a...
You know when you're feeling a bit...
Like,
trying to cuddle on that, innit?
Yeah, like, you know but just mean? Like...
But from someone actually means
I'll give you the realness, yeah? One of my friends came to mine yesterday. It's one of my friends. And his girl was with him.
Mm.
Well, two of them actually came around and their girls with him. And bro, it just...
Nice.
So good.
In it.
So good.
Yeah.
Is that having your right power? Literally,
it is.
Like,
it is. You know? Like, bruv, when I was with my ex, I spent every day with her, innit? And like, obviously Casey's got a girl now. And obviously before, he's so like, don't have no feelings for girls. He don't know how, he used to say to me, I don't think I ever get a girlfriend. Like, I can't seem to find any attachment to women or like anything. Now he's bare loved up.
Yeah.
He spends every day with her.
Yeah.
He even said to me the other day, I had lunch with him and her. And he was like, oh, bruv. He was like, she's annoying me in a minute when she's sitting right there. He was like, she's annoying me in a minute, fucking just getting under my skin. I said, yeah, you need a bit of space. And she was like, well, I ain't forcing you to stay at mine. You stay at mine every night. He was like, yeah, but might as well, though, innit?
It's like, can you wanna... know, he's like,
yeah.
Might as well, though, innit?
What, might as well, bruv.
I it got me yesterday. It got me.
Did it?
Yeah, bro. Like, it's just nice. Like, think about the little things that you do when you're with someone. Like just in general, just the general. Like, and it's, do you know what's nice? Do you know what I feel like was nice? What I think is really nice? The fact that they could come around, that like they came to my gaff, and the boys that who I'm talking about, they're my good pals, and their girlfriends were there, and their girlfriends also became my good friends. Like, yeah. You know, you can just bring them around.
No, you know what it is? You know it's good. Yeah, girls do it a lot better than boys. Yeah, because girls seem to integrate into the boys' family a bit more than the girl does into the boys' family. That's what I feel like, anyway. But like girls, like for example, one of my mates, Birds, he's been with her like 6 years now. We're all in the room, all the boys. She's the only girl there, but she's not like,
it's not,
she's
like
not, she just sits there and she does her thing, innit?
Yeah.
Like, she's not bothered.
Not bothered.
She, like, she doesn't add to the, it doesn't make you think, oh, I wish she weren't here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's bare chilled.
It's nice.
Like,
bro.
Do you know what I mean? My mate's being himself in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, you don't
have to like, you know how
girls are very content. Like, I don't know if I could, well, I could obviously, but sitting in a room for six girls and I'm just there with
my
boyfriend.
I can't.
I feel a bit bored.
I can't, yeah.
But girls can do that.
They can. I can't lie. Like, one of them was just walking around my kitchen, you know, she's just like cutting up the stuff for the barbecue and that. Like, oh yeah, chilling, getting involved in conversation, blah, blah. I personally couldn't do it. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit in a room with...
I could, but
if I had a choice, I actually wouldn't.
Yeah, like,
if
women are very good at doing
that. If my girl said to me, my hypothetical girlfriend said to me, oh yeah, come to a barbecue with me and my girls, I'd probably be like, do you know what, babe, you go.
Yeah, I'll probably go for an hour or something.
Yeah, I can swing by and have a drink and say hello. I'm off after, I'll shoot off after.
Yeah, unless like one of their other
boyfriends come and then you can just kind of latch onto him a bit.
Girls can just chill there and not be, their presence doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's wicked.
Like with Casey's girlfriend, fucking, even like yesterday, she was chilling at mine, we was all in the garden, like me, Joe, Casey and her. The things we was talking about are vulgar.
Yeah.
Like the humor's vulgar.
Boys talking about it. And she's, you've got dark humor as well.
Yeah, she's just sitting there and she's like, I actually can't believe what I'm hearing. But she don't really care, innit?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, because we're just comfortable with you, like I'm just speaking how I would anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But some vulgar things, like jokes and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's always like, imagine this, imagine that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what kind of jokes they are because the hue is dark. The hue is dark over there.
Joe was saying, how funny is this, Joe was gonna go meet a ting, yeah? And he was like, oh, might have to go wash my brick in the sink before I do. He was like, I'm gonna have the shiniest cock in West London, innit? And look at his belly and then think of that. The reflection's so good, innit? Smiling, innit? Looking at yourself combing your hair in your belly. Get a buffer out. Got the shiniest prick in West London.
She's just there hearing it.
Yeah, she's just looking at Casey.
That's lit.
Like,
I think that's so good.
How funny is that?
I'm going for a bit of a phase, Johnny. That. No, that's funny.
Look at yourself in your bell end.
I'm going for a phase. I think we've got the same answer.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
But I need a ride or dieting.
No, but do you know what? I had one, man.
I thought I recently I was chatting to some girl, I better liked her, and then it just went a bit, don't know why.
What? For no reason?
Then I started not liking her. Yeah.
She went a bit off.
Yeah. After being really on.
Is it?
Yeah, and it really like maybe like a dickhead. Just saying to like my close pal and that, I was like, oh, but I can't lie.
This is the one, like.
Yeah. Not the one, but like, yeah.
How did you sense it? Was it like the responses?
No, it's just fucking went out on a date and we clicked.
No. But I'm saying like the fact that she went off you.
Oh.
How did you clock that she went off you?
You could just tell.
I've had enough accountants
with women to.
I hear it.
And then I never double text or beg it.
Yeah.
So as soon as I think you're going off, I'll just air it. So maybe it weren't going off, but I ain't.
So when
I ain't
you,
chancing it to what see was
that,
it was.
What was that the first instance?
My pride's too high, bruv.
Like the first instance where you were like, I think she's going off me. What happened? Because sometimes you might overthink.
Just.
Was it messages?
Yeah.
Dry.
So I thought, cool, I'm going to air that.
Yeah.
Leave it.
Yeah. That's I get
wait
that.
For her to part for me again.
I get that.
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
So probably
which,
yeah.
Yeah, which means
but it was full on though before that.
I hear it. You can sense that yeah. energy change, bro.
And it's just where my pride's so high, bro. I just like can't do it. Because if I then start saying, oh, what's the matter, bro? I feel like a waste, man.
Yeah.
Because if you air me again, then I'm punching your dad up.
Yeah. No, I get it. Do you know what I mean? Get it.
I can't do it.
I get it.
Until it's actually my bird, and I know your intentions, and I know you actually like me, then I'll start speaking my feelings and that.
Yeah.
But like, until then, I'm not, I can't.
Pride,
can't do it.
Pride.
Can't, it's annoying.
I'm so like that, you know?
I'd rather not feel like a dickhead. I just think, cool, we weren't that then. We weren't that.
I'm like that.
Move on.
As soon as I get like a shift in energy, I naturally can't help it.
Yeah, I naturally shift myself.
I shift myself.
Even, I'm not begging.
Like, and even if I could, even if I know that if I could switch up the energy to make it but good again, if I put in work, I could, I still won't.
It's a toxic trait.
Yeah.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, I think it is because I don't want to get
like,
that.
Even the simplest thing of like, I don't really DM girls, but say if you're texting a girl, whatever, and like, they give you some dead replies, I just won't even bother. I swear down, I won't even bother. Like, say for example, if you said, because I've had this before, where like you tell someone's not interested, like, what do you want me to do? You want me to get on my fucking knees and kiss your feet? I barely even know you. Like, say something like, where are you from? And they'll just say London or say the area, yeah? Like, they say specifically the area, yeah? Don't say you.
Yeah, what about you?
You're not asking me.
Yeah.
If you don't ask me, I'm just gonna air you.
I'm like that.
Allow it. What am I? Oh, okay, wait, I'm actually from here.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, why are you putting yourself waste, forward man? Like that? I've asked you the question, answer it, and ask me. Don't you want to fucking know?
Word. And if you don't
I'm trying to get a general consensus of how far we are from each other. Like, so I can see it.
I don't get it because if it's that sense, they follow you and we've spoke about two words to each other. So you don't know me well enough to not know you like me. So in my head, I just think you must think you're that sick and prestige.
Yeah.
You want me to graft the fuck out of you while you're not even interested in me.
Yeah, forget.
That's not that. It's not that, darling. I can't know.
Yeah, it's genuine.
It's not that.
There's so many little things that make me.
I rate myself too much.
Yeah, no. There's so many little things that make me just switch up. That is a big thing for me.
I don't care if you're 10 out of 10, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, see with me, even if you're 10 out of 10, if you're not interested in me, I'm not interested in you.
Yeah.
I completely go off them.
I
generally do.
No. I'm with you on that.
There's been some 10 girls, where I want to move them and end up doing it and they're not really feeling it. And now I don't really fancy them anymore. Obviously, don't get me wrong, if they put it on a plate for me, I'm going through with it. But like, I will not try again because I'm not knocking my ego or my pride.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it to myself.
I'm the worst at that as well, bruv. I don't know. So what? Look. This is the topic, yeah. Is there anything that you could do differently now, just in your day to day, to think that you could like maybe increase your chances of finding that girl? I'm talking like because cool, like you ain't gonna find her in a club. You don't want that. I'm not saying it's not impossible.
No.
But is there like places you could put yourself or like? Because me personally, when I'm like more on my shit. Like we talked about in the last episode, when I'm more on my shit, there's things that tend to gravitate towards me that I kind of want. I can't lie, it just happens.
Like what?
Like if I'm on my shit, I get more opportunities or I meet more people or I see more things that are more suited to my lifestyle in that time. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, because I do hear what you're saying.
So like, for example, the way I met my ex, when I met my ex, I was filming, it's mad.
Yeah, because you're actually doing stuff.
I was filming videos about my ex previous to that.
Okay. Remember when the music video.
My music videos, when I was doing that series. And I was proper on doing that because I was passionate about it at the time.
Yeah.
And cameraman, Josh.
Yeah.
Big up Josh. Love him to bits. That's my brother. He's filming it for me. And he also films for her. And he was speaking to her and me at the same time. And he was just like, you lot might like each other.
Yeah, things do fall into
place. Do you know what I mean? But only that conversation would have only happened if I thought to myself, I need to start filming videos again, like about like my music and stuff. So like the fact that I was doing something.
Because you're doing something, you're meeting new people.
I was going out, I was putting myself out there. That gravitated towards me. And then I had a girlfriend.
I don't think I can do nothing else really. I can't. I'm a very sociable person. I fucking go out a lot. I'm always meeting new people.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Always abroad, fucking... don't know what else I could do, to be fair. I'm just too fucking...
Yeah, to be fair, you're out there. You're out there.
I'm very judgmental in the sense of not actually judgmental, but my inner brain just picks apart little things just for no reason.
I think what it is, yeah.
Scale him up.
With you. Yeah, you're like, Johnny's the worst. He's one of the worst.
Actually,
he might meet a girl that literally ticks 99 out of 100 boxes.
If no, I'm a bit more content now with shit. Because like that girl I was talking about, she ticked a lot of boxes, but not every box. But I was like, ah, it's not that deep. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
You can shape them. You got
shape them, innit?
Over the months, don't worry. Just
yeah,
we'll fix them habits, babe. Don't worry.
You don't wear that.
Babe, you don't want to wear a haircut. Like, you're going out of that.
You're going out of that.
Like, nah, that is crazy. Nah, never. It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Please. Oh my God.
It's a joke.
Please. It's a joke.
Unless you are dressing like a tart, yeah, that's different. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. No, just no, if you're wearing like bikini or I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Or you're showing a bit of breast or something. I don't
I don't.
If you're dressing like a full blown, you know what I mean? Then psh.
If you're going out looking like a brass, then I'll be honest. I'm going to say, babe, take that off.
Come on now.
Change.
No, I'll go out in a G-string otherwise. You know what I mean?
Like, what's mankini, like.
Mankini, bro. You know what I mean?
So, but there are habits you can shape, innit?
Yeah. But then I feel like I got bad habits myself, bruv.
I do.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
I self-sabotage, bruv.
I know, same. But we're very similar in that sense. I think that's why we're sad little fucks, innit?
Yeah. But I get on with
it. But everyone fucking online must think that our shit, don't, like we think our shit don't stink.
No, they put it
actually. Smells.
Oh no, TikTok does. TikTok thinks.
Yeah, TikTok think we got, we
I was talking about apes the other day and how like we evolved from apes. And mate, I got ripped into the so bad. Oh, this geezer's fucking thicker than the apes. Bruv, do you know me? You've seen a 30-second clip, you fucking dinner, bruv.
I think the clips are the worst part.
It's my accent. And I think, oh, this geezer's common. Or like a saying, I don't know. Like, I'm not an opinion in it.
TikTok, yeah, is probably the worst app in terms of when it comes to... Because look, you don't see clips, but you won't come watch a full episode, whatever not.
Context.
And you just, yeah, you literally just explore that one clip and you think, fucking hell, what a cunt.
No, but sorry, I don't want to say that word. You just want to... Be an arsehole.
And then why comment in the first place?
Word.
If you think I'm an idiot, just think I'm an idiot and scroll to the next one. You watch about a million TikToks a day. Just stop commenting on it.
It's because TikTok comments are like, it's like people get clout from it in a way. Like they're trying to get top comment. They're trying to say something which is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's actually what it's
that
like.
That is true. That is actually true. People love that.
Yeah, we get ripped into on the comments.
Love it,
though. Fuck,
good algorithm stuff for
us. I just don't give a fuck, really. I can't lie. I used to care a little bit, but I don't really give a fuck. I always think you're not doing better than me.
There's that. It's
not in a big-headed way. No, but I'm just saying, if you're hating on me, you can't be doing better than me.
It's never someone...
Not I'm someone.
It's never someone that's doing the same thing as you or someone that's in the same position.
Exactly.
So
see, if that got clipped there, that sounds like I'm being big-headed. But you know I'm not, because the context...
Yeah, and it will get clipped.
But I said, oh, you're not better than me. Sounds like this. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all context.
Yeah. To the topic at hand.
You look better about your do-rig, by the way.
Is that true, yeah?
Much better.
If you're watching from audio.
Bruv, you look like you ain't jumped out of bed. You've actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you've only watched audios before or listened to audios before, yeah. I always wear a do-rag, innit? And I'm getting grilled for it quite a lot.
Yeah.
Finny grilled me about a few episodes ago. Oh, you look off shit with a do-rag on. All right, mate.
Yeah. Your hair's good. You got a good hairline as well.
Do you know what?
Just laziness.
I'm just lazy in the morning. Oh no, but do you know what it is, guys? I'm fortunate enough, yeah, to I ain't got a hair falling out my head. It ain't thinning. It ain't going nowhere.
So why'd you do like that?
My hair's
crisp. And you ain't got waves either, so why'd you even wear
and I don't even have waves. But do you know what it is? My hair grows so fast. This is the second day this trip has been alive. 2 more days and it's done.
Yeah, mine's every week.
Every week.
Every week.
And my barber,
I have done since
unfortunately.
Well, the sides anyway.
My barber, unfortunately, is ridiculously busy. And it's my fault.
Why?
Because I should have kept him private. Now I let him out to the world.
Who's your barber?
Xander. He cuts everyone's hair, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
Philly's beta.
Oh, is it?
Cuts everyone's hair. Silly me.
So now you're just busy with him all the time. You surely you should get priority, though.
Mate, man. I'd walk in. When I was with Xander, I'd walk in. Yeah. It could be any time of the day. His chair's empty.
Yeah. Do you not come to their yards?
Yeah, but it cost a shitload.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. So then now, because he's all over the net, he's booked and busy. He drops appointments every 2 weeks at 8 p.m. I'm on my phone like this.
Oh my day.
At whatchamacallit? On the Booksy app, trying to book it.
Yeah, that's what I do mine for.
Oh mate, at 8:01, it's all sold out. And I'm like this, I'm like trying to book it. Sometimes I get to the point of paying and it goes, this slot's already been taken.
My slot is Friday. Actually, I'm not gonna say my slot. But yeah, I get once a week, every week, have done since I was 17. I don't book it in, it's just booked.
Does he do it for you?
Booked for me, yeah. And he's like booked up for weeks. But it's just, I've always got that spot because he always knows I'm there.
Yeah.
You should do that. You should do revolving.
I've asked him though. I said to him, yo, we need to sort out a thing where, and it helps him as well, stop working late because sometimes he's out till like 1 a.m. in the morning doing half the trims and that. But yeah, I can't, long story short, I'm going on about my barber's career. But yeah, long story short, my hair grows too fast. I can't get an appointment sometimes. It's got to like once a month now. So after a week, I can't lie, I'm back in a durag. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so get, should be.
Soak it in now. Yeah, sorry. Quick piss break. Yeah, we're back now.
We're back.
It's a confession, number one. But then I'm going to champion myself here because everybody knows, right? Let's just get it out in the air. Mercurial vapor.
Oh, yeah.
Mercurial vapor.
He loves a vape.
I get on the end of a vape.
Get on the end.
Every 40 seconds. Genuinely, I breathe more vape than I do oxygen.
It's bad.
But that's been over now.
For how long?
A couple of weeks.
Sick.
I'm done now. I'm done with it.
Can't they are catty, no, no, bruv. No. I can't. You're just sucking on a battery, bro.
Bro, I'm done with it.
So you're doing is sucking on a battery, bro.
I'm done. No, it is true, though. It's
I
bad.
Was never like bad, but I consider myself bad. Yeah, I was bad because I never smoked fags.
Yeah.
And it's like, why am I vaping?
Why'd you
it started off as like, if I'm out, my mate's going, like, oh, I'm drunk, we have a little, oh, it makes me feel a bit sick. Then you start liking it. And yeah, then it's like, yeah. Now it's like, I'll catch myself. Like, if someone's got one, I'll just always, I'm just like, oh, if it's in my eye line, I want it. But
that's
I'm just saying, past couple, and I see him in a couple of days, but like, bruv, I've been in that situation where I'm still catting him, and I'm like, fuck that. It made me deep. You're sucking on a battery.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Do you know what? Oh, mate, it is so hard to get off. And listen, I know there's a lot of people listening to this. You're probably sucking on a vape now as you're watching this.
100%.
Because of the convenience of it. You can sit in your bedroom and do it.
Word, that's why
it's ain't bad. Like a, it ain't
can't
like a cigarette.
Can't bark up a snout unless you're a tramp.
Yeah, unless you're just, you know what I mean? And you just want your yard to smell like an old pub.
Word.
Then like, you can do that if you're obviously not judging. But with a vape, you can pull it out anywhere.
Yeah.
Genuinely and just have a go. So that's probably the hardest part to get over is the convenience.
Yeah.
It tastes nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't leave a smell.
No.
So easy to get hooked on him. But then...
It is. Yeah. I didn't think I would.
I was bad on them. Ask Johnny. I was really bad. I will admit. I'm peculiar about them as well. I only buy the 600 puff ones. It's not good value for money because it runs out. You could buy the 5K ones and just smoke on that big lithium battery if you wanted to. It will last you a good week. And it only costs £7 from my guy. But
apparently it's not even puffs, it's seconds, isn't it?
Yeah. Something like that, isn't it?
But each puff's like 2.5 seconds though.
Yeah. But I had to get off him because I'm worried about my health.
Yeah.
And then
you know, I deeped it the other day, like me and Joe were saying, try holding a full breath. You can't inflate your lungs as much as you used to when you was younger.
Yeah, no, of course. Like,
you feel like there's holes in there.
No, 100%. And then on top of that. So when I used to smoke it in the car, I'd blow that, like when I'd blow that with the windows down, after a while, I swear I could go like this, for anyone watching audio, I'm putting my finger out, I could wipe my car window.
Is it?
And I could see the oil, the vapor. And I'm like, that's going in my lungs. Fuck. And it's sitting there. You can't wash your lungs, you know. There's only air goes in there.
Yeah, what?
You can't have a clean out, take a herbal tea and flush it out. It's fucking, it's in there. It's there. It's staying there. You can't touch it. So inside my lungs, it's probably just a residue of vape.
Rotting.
Just rotting away. And God knows what that's going to do to me, yeah? I hope nothing. I hope I've quit in time. But like, genuinely, it's not good.
I feel like, sorry, go on.
No, go on.
I feel like, I mean, I've never smoked a snout, but like, even though I feel like it's kind of healthier in a way because you're actually burning something. You're not just synthetically smoking some battery.
Time. And who knows what they're putting.
That actually fucking hurt your chest, bro. It actually makes me feel like,
yeah.
They give me anxiety.
They give you anxiety. To be fair, I Googled it. They raise anxiety.
Apparently they kill blood cells as well.
See, that's not good, is it?
Yeah.
See, look. There's a lot of negatives to them.
And the kids love them, bruv.
That was the next thing I was going to talk about.
The water bottle ones, bruv.
Yeah. That's the next thing I was going to talk about, yeah? It's 13-year-old kids smoking vape in school.
I know.
Mate.
It's mad, isn't
what
it?
What the hell?
Mad. That's so addictive.
Bro, they go to the shop in the mornings. I see them. I know. They go shop in the morning. They're buying the vapes with me. But they've got school uniform on.
It's mad, isn't it?
And I'm thinking to myself, shopkeepers just serving them up.
Yeah, because they would, isn't it?
Money, innit? He's serving them up.
They're going to get it somewhere else, anyway.
Sucking on a vape on the way to school, in school. My mate's a teacher, and he said to me, he said, Matt, the amount of vapes I confiscate every day is crazy. But they just come back the next day with another one. It's a 5-sheet. Mad. Using their lunch money that they're supposed to get flipping whatever, fish and chips, whatever, Sam's chicken, I don't know, I don't care. But instead, they're not eating because they want to buy a vape.
I know.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
It's cool, can we get
out here? When we was in school, that weren't about.
No, the people used to smoke snouts just go to the back of the field.
Yeah, go to the back of the field. We had a little place, a little smoking area for the kids. Yeah? In the field, there was this little greenhouse thing behind it. You just see about 20 men there.
I've never even had a fag in my life.
They're horrible.
I don't want to smoke one.
Tastes like earth.
It smells like shit.
Dirt and smoke.
Although, in a weird way, yeah. Sometimes when I sell, I don't know what brand it is. I don't know what, because I don't really know about cigarettes. But like, bruv, some brands of fags remind me of holiday. Being a night out.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the smell in a way.
No. That's giving you a memory.
Yeah.
They all smell like shit though.
Yeah. No, they do. But like, there's some where you think, oh, that reminds me of like being on holiday on a night on a strip or something, and you smell someone smoking.
I did. There was a brand. Yeah, it's horrible. It's called Camels. It's the worst brand there. Yeah. There was a geezer smoking it on the.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Near where I live. And it blew into me and I went, and then immediately it reminded me of Cyprus. I was like, oh wait. I was like, oh, that reminds me of being on holiday. Yeah. Sun's out.
Not when it's like musky and it's like an old pub.
Yeah, no, they're strong.
That's disgusting, bro. That's disgusting.
Old dirty pub smell. Old fag.
I don't know how people smoke cigars.
So was that. But yeah.
Smoke cigars. It's disgusting.
Yeah, no. They're strong. You're not even supposed to inhale them.
Are you not?
You're supposed to taste them.
I've done it once in fucking Dominican Republic and I inhaled it and I...
You're not supposed to... Cigars are for tasting.
What's that's the taste about that?
That's why they make them so like them handmade ones, like them handmade cigars. Most of them are, a lot of them are handmade. Them big handmade ones. They're like, they got their delicacies, bruv.
I know, but I don't know why.
And then you cut them.
I know.
You're supposed to just get the taste out of it, because there's people that enjoy that taste because they're like a fine blend of tobacco in that.
No, fuck.
I don't care. I want a nicotine rush. Well,
that's why I fucking inhaled it.
So,
nicotine rush is jank now.
Yeah, no, it is. Especially, mate. I was in a bad place. But yeah, I'll give you some tips, guys. Okay. If you are vaping and you think to yourself, if you're watching this video or listening and you think, I want to stop, I've attempted to stop many times, but now I can confidently say I've stopped. Reason being is I had a toka one yesterday and I didn't want it.
You know, I can't lie. You know, the best thing for anything when you're trying to stop something, yeah, is you think, oh, I'm not going to put myself around it. Put yourself around it,
yeah,
and just tell yourself, no, I'm not going to. Even if, bruv, I can't lie, I surprised myself how much I catted over them over recent times. Like, I made a story last year saying, if you smoke vapes and you never smoked fags before, what the fuck are you doing? You're a waste man. I'm a waste man. but like, the past couple of days, like, all my mates smoke vapes, isn't it? So I'm around it and I'm just looking at it on a table, and my brain is telling me, one puff on it. And I know once I have that puff, I'm going to think, well, I've failed the day now.
Yeah.
I've failed this day. I mean, I was this many things ahead. Yeah. And then once you say no, and you actually go into your bedroom at the end of the day and you ain't got a vape around you, and you're like, oh, bruv.
It's all good.
Yeah, I said no, I can do it. Once you can do it, then you stop catting it.
Yeah.
And now when I see one, it don't make me cat it as much. Yeah. I know I can say no.
Throw yourself in the deep end, literally.
Exactly. If you're not around it, yeah, and then like fucking... you go out and you're around it. Like, I know I'm going to stop him now because I was pissed up on the weekend.
Yeah.
And everyone was vaping around me. I still didn't.
Like, you still didn't go
after a big meal as well.
You didn't give.
That's when it slaps. When you're drunk after a big meal, that's when it slaps.
Mate.
And I didn't. And I was catting it. But it makes you feel good in yourself.
Nah, cool.
Well, that's out of anything. It's like when you're on your shit.
Yeah.
When you're on your shit.
I agree with that. Like, yesterday, I did take a toke. I had a barbecue yesterday. Yeah? I took a toke. Yeah. And I think what usually happens with me, because I've quit, I haven't quit for this long before, but I have quit. And I've just come off it, gone cold turkey. And then as soon as one's around me, I'll see it and be like, oh, let me have a bit. And then next thing you know, my coat's on because I'm going to the shop to get my own. Yeah. This time I took a toke and I was like, yeah, it was nice. Put it down. And you know me.
Yeah.
It don't stay out my hand for too long.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
More time I don't even take it out of my hand because I know I'm going to toke it again. Yeah, I put it down, and then I didn't have the urge to think, oh, I'm gonna go to the shop and buy one. That's the first time that's ever happened, and that's when it clicked into me, and I went,
"This is the time you've got to stick with it. You've got to stick with it." Yeah,
because I don't have the urge to get up and get one. You know me, Johnny. Yeah, you know I've always got to have one on me.
Well, that's a terrible habit.
It's a bad habit.
I'm so glad I'm gonna stop it, bro.
And then also, what worked for me the most at the beginning was replacing it with something. So what I did, I started running 5K every day.
Is it?
Yeah, round Wembley Stadium.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. It's nice.
Banging, bro. That's sick, bro.
Doing the evening, get me gym stuff on.
Yeah, that's sick,
get
bro.
Me running shoes on. I just hit a 5K.
You feel like the man when you've done that, bro.
Even after that, I think, no way am I touching a vape.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look after my cardiovascular.
Yeah. Come on.
You know what I mean?
Sick, bro, when you're looking after yourself.
Yeah. So I started doing that and I was like, I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, you finish it and you're like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Get up, have a clean meal and go to bed. I was doing that.
The other day I went for a football session with Brody, and fucking that's when it made me realize, shit, I go gym 4 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I couldn't run 100 yards without thinking,
do you know what?
And I was like, bruv, I gotta stop inside. Vaping, bruv.
You're inside, sir.
I gotta stop vaping.
Cause there's geezers, I'm telling you now, gym, so people nowadays, go gym. Yes, it has a certain element of fitness in it because obviously you're gaining muscle and you're burning weight, but your cardiovascular, the stuff inside that you can't see, you might look like you've got six pack and you've got arms and whatever not and blah, blah, blah. And it looks great, but you're not fit in that sense in terms of inside, your organs inside, your lungs, your heart, your fucking everything. Your cardiovascular, that when you're pushing weights, cool, to a certain element it helps, but your fitness, your general fitness inside, that don't help.
No.
You're running.
You know, that's the maddest thing. There's going to be people watching this or a TikTok clip or something like this, and everyone's going to be like, imagine vaping. Who does that?
And then while they're doing that.
Exactly.
Forget them TikTok boys, man, and girls. Right. Sorry. Right. Forget all that. But like, looking after your cardiovascular, mad important.
Yeah.
So like, going for a run, I'm thinking, oh, mate, when you're blowing out your ass, you've been there, innit?
Yeah.
No, you're blown out your ass and think, oh my God.
But once it's done,
it's done. Then you do it again the next day.
The buzz you get from cardio is
sick. High off that, man. You get high off that.
You don't really get buzz off weight training. Get buzz off that.
Yeah.
Right, cool. So now what we're going to do is blind ranking. So if you don't know how that works, basically it's a little TikTok thing where, you know, the little picture comes above their head and you've got to basically put it 1 to 5 without knowing what the other pictures are going to be. So you may put something 1 and then realize, fuck, that ain't 1. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So should I start or you start?
No, I'm starting.
What is the topic?
The topic is female celebrities.
What, on how fit they are and like?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Your first one is Penelope Cruz.
I need to Google that. I don't know what that is. Penelope Cruz.
You will remember straight away. Pirates of the Caribbean, I think she was in. Was she in Pirates of the Caribbean? Yeah. Yeah.
She's a bit old now, isn't she? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 4.
Okay. Okay. 4.
I don't want to put 5, but I don't need feeling that, but in case someone else is 5.
Okay. Let's go with Scarlett Johansson. You surely you know who that is, isn't it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, mate, I'll be honest.
3.
Why?
I just don't feel it. I'm saying that.
Is it?
Yeah, and I should know all that.
But she's unreal.
She needs a tan.
Let me take. Don't do that. Do you know what? Nah, let me not even get into it. In Avengers,
I've never seen Avengers.
What?
I don't watch all that shit now.
Johnny.
Once they started mixing the fucking Superman universes, it got stupid.
No, but they didn't.
Spider-Man, Hulk is Hulk. Don't mix it, bro. No, I know it was before that in the comics.
They're all in the same universe.
I know. But like, that's when it becomes a bit stupid. I think
that's licks to your favorite.
I can't watch it. Cringes me out.
Is it?
Yeah.
I bet you if we watch it, you're going to be like, nah, this is kind of cold. Storyline's sick.
I don't know. As I got older, I've kind of gone off like that type of shit.
Marvel Universe is better than DC Universe. Just saying, guys.
I don't know.
Argue with yourselves. Yeah? Superman, Batman, all that. What can Batman do?
He's human, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Mila Kunis. Absolute.
It's got to be number one.
Bit of machinery, that.
It's got to be number one,
isn't absolute.
It? Yeah,
got to Lamborghini be number one. Of a
Meg
woman.
Griffin.
Oh, my God. Lamborghini of a lady.
Got to be number one, I can't lie. She's assault.
Absolute, innit?
Cushy salt, yeah.
So what have you got so far?
I've got Scarlett 3rd.
Yeah.
The other bird 4th. Whatever her name is, Penelope Cruz.
Yep.
And then Mila 1. I don't know who's going to be Mila.
Okay. Sandra Bullock.
Who?
She was in, what show did she do?
Her name sounds dead. I bet she's dead.
Sandra
Bullock.
She's at. Would she do Sex in the City or something like that? What was it?
Yeah, 5. Yeah.
No, she really didn't do Sex in the City. What am I talking about?
5. I'm happy with that one. 5. Who's my number 2 now?
Your number 2, you're going to be pissed if you know who it is. I read it in that order for a reason.
It's going to be Margot Robbie, isn't it?
It is.
Fuck it, Mila Kunis still up there, yeah.
Is it?
One, yeah,
Margot Robbie. No, but if I read her before, you'd have put her number 1, Margot Robbie.
If it's Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street, yeah. I don't think she's that nice. Just as a person. She's still obviously beautiful.
In Wolf of Wall Street. Why did they give her so much sex?
But Mila Kunis is actually, I'm happy with my list. Can't lie, I'm happy with my list. I think that's bang on, bruv.
I really, really like Margot Robbie, you know.
No, so do I, but like Mila Kunis, I'll take that.
No, same. I'll probably put her first.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Little brunette thing as well.
In Wolf of Wall Street, they just made her just the lamest girl on the planet.
Oh, mate, isn't it fucking hell.
Why?
The New York accent as well.
I watched that movie like this.
Jordan.
Watch that movie like this.
Word.
Why am I getting a random one?
Right, let's do you then. Cool. Sex positions.
Our fave. Okay, go on.
Okay. Fucking hell. Look at my chest, bro. Okay, I've got a list here, but I'm gonna switch it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Switch up a little bit.
That's what I had.
Cool. Missionary.
Oh, mate. Obviously, I've got to put the work in, innit? It's like sometimes my arms.
But face to face, if they're bare pretty, missionary slaps.
Do you know what? Oh no, never mind. No, because I can't. No, all right, cool. I say that sometimes it's really passionate when my head's to the side of theirs and I'm
Yeah. Like kissing the neck and that, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd put that in number three.
Number three, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sidewards one. You know what I'm one of
yeah,
my
yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's one of your faves.
That one there. That is a position and a half, bro. I'd put that number one, I can't lie.
Nah, because I've got a number two and a number one in my head, I'm going four.
Four?
I would have put
that's
it,
the one.
I would have put it in three, but I've already put missionary. I'll say
that's,
four.
That's when you've already given a couple rounds and you can't be asked. You just slip it inside, isn't it? It's like
It's no. Don't get me wrong.
And you can put the arm around in there.
Yeah.
So they're sucking your fingers and that. Got the slapping arms there.
Suck your fingers
and
that.
That's a pucker position, bro. I can't lie. You can lips them as well.
You love that position.
I do love that position. Yeah, I do love that position.
There you go. Shout Johnny if you need that. It's special.
That's my speciality, mate.
I know what my number two and number one is, though. If okay. It's there.
Cool.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
69.
Five,
you don't like 69? What if the coochie's all...
Nah, it's just like...
Do you like eating girls out?
Yeah, if you're my girl. If we got a relationship, go ahead.
I don't think you have to be my girl.
Yeah, it's different for you. I don't...
For me, if down there is cushy, then yeah, I'll get involved.
Me personally?
I'll get right involved.
We gotta be locked in like in some sort of way.
No, I think if it's all nice down there, taste the flowers and that. Sit on my face. Ah.
If it don't, are you straight back up?
I won't go down in the first place. Oh no. Little scratch and sniff.
Yeah. Is
you
know it? I
mean? Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Do you have a little,
no, yeah, I do,
do you
yeah.
smell check before you go down?
Go.
So what? You just give it
I'm
a little.
Not putting myself through that.
One
no.
of these. Then you just.
Yeah. On, I don't on mind having it on my fingers if it stinks. You know what I mean?
just that. Wait. Yeah. Is that?
Oh, I don't really do it, babe. I don't really lick girls. No, I don't do it. I've never done it.
Never done it.
Don't really
not going to start now. Yeah, five. So right now I've got a 5, 4, and a 3, innit?
Yeah.
All right.
I know this is going to be your number one. Doggy.
One.
Okay, but now you're fucked with your number two.
One.
You're fucked with your number two.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Oh my God, then.
You are. Rusty trombone.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Laura, how do you put that in the mix?
She didn't.
You did. You put
Rusty trombone.
How's so that
Michael,
my number two?
He would go doggy, number two, him bent over on all fours.
Straight from the doggy to be bending up. Straight from having her on all fours to me. Oh, go on, babe, my go.
Yeah, my go, innit? I've been doggy, now doggy me. Yeah. Innit?
Oh, how have you put that in? Wait,
Rusty trombone, by the way, for a bit of context, is where a bird, you're on all fours, bird plates your ass, grabs your balls, and then goes like that.
Like so a, like, plays like it like a trombone.
Like a trombone.
That's fucking horrible. How's that my number two?
So there we go, Michael Hammond.
Wait,
guys.
So what was the original number two?
Spoon.
Ah, nah. That would have been five.
Reverse cowgirl.
I was waiting for a reverse cowgirl or just
reverse
a normal
cowgirl. Reverse cowgirl wasn't there, either. Reverse cowgirl's off dead, though. I prefer normal cowgirl.
Nah, mate. Nah.
Nah.
That's like a movie.
I like seeing their face.
That's like a number one blockbuster.
Nah, I like seeing
sitting
their face.
Sitting there, watching that.
Nah, I like the face.
I think it's because I'm so disconnected from... Face the other way.
I don't want to see that.
Nah,
reverse cowgirl ain't the one if they got
hair on their ass.
We weren't going to say that.
You are.
I was going to say if it ain't like, yeah, if it's not. I've never had this, innit? But imagine like there was something there, that bit of poo particle or something. It's not that.
I've had that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. That'd really turn me off. Bad.
Mate, I'll give you a story. I don't even know if that was true. if I've said it, sorry, but this is true. But yeah, shit's got involved before still.
No, that's disgusting, bruv. What, anal?
No, that's the worst thing. I was in Cyprus when it was happening. It's full missionary. I started smelling something. I said, oh my God. Oh, why am I thinking about it now? I'm gagging. Sorry.
She shit
grown
herself.
Grown man.
She shit herself when you was fucking her.
Oh my God.
She what? Shit herself.
I need to, wait. Hold on, I'm trying to get through it. Laura's dying in the back. But my eyes are going on glass.
Hold on, you missionary girl. No,
just listen, just listen. Yes, yes, brother. But listen, you know that? You know that kind of shit? Sorry, I can't get through it. You know that? Oh my God.
What the fuck, bro?
Almost smelled like grass. Like, is that?
That's what you're smelling like, a Napa. Grass. Yeah, yeah,
you, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, is that? It's the drinks dirt. Or the food. Yeah, that like dirt.
Soil.
Like, yeah, soil yeah, and shit. Earth,
innit?
Yeah, it's one of them ones. And it was wet. Like, it was liquid. It leaked out. And I'm there, like, going, like, yeah, bro, I'm in the middle
your
of
balls
it.
Balls are just covered in it.
So I'm like,
stinking for weeks.
I'm like, wait, what the fuck? So then she's pushed me off and she's got up and she's ran straight to the bathroom. She's closed the door. And I've looked on the, sorry. Oh, mate, I feel so mature gagging, yeah?
No, that's not, but that is.
But oh, my eyes, are good. Look at my eyes, they're getting glass-eyed. When I've looked on the bed, it's just a streak of.
I was getting disgusted, bro. What color was it?
You know what kind of color it was? Like horse manure. Like it was lighter than shit.
Was it on your bollocks?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, bro.
What are we doing? I feel disgusting.
That's fucking disgusting, bro. What did you say after, bro? She's shit herself while you're fucking her. That is disgusting.
So obviously, yeah, like what's happened now is I've obviously realized the situation. It's on me as
oh
well.
Oh my God. It's that on is me. Fucking vile.
She's gone in the bathroom and closed the door. So me, I'm just trying to get rid of as much of it as I can.
Oh my God.
And I've like-
Oh my God.
Listen.
Fucking God. I would not deal with that. I'll tell her to come deal with that, bro.
I've ripped the sheets. I'm trying not to vomit. I've ripped the sheets off the bed. Sorry. And I've like had to, oh my God. I've had to wipe. Oh my God, no. I've had to wipe myself. With the dirty sheets.
Oh my fucking God, that is absolutely fucking vile, bro.
I wrapped it and threw it off the balcony, yeah? Oh my God, what am I doing?
Someone lucky cunts had that on their head.
And then obviously, but then I could still smell it on me. So I've gone to the bathroom because I'm in a state of wanting to throw up. I've gone to the bathroom to try and open the door and she's kicked the door closed because she's sorting herself out. And I'm like, well, I've had to stand there just surrounded by the smell of shit. Oh for minutes God. While she sorts herself out.
Oh my God.
I've gone in there, wiped myself off, and then yeah, we've just gone back out because I thought to myself, I'm not getting involved in this again. Whatever dodgy food she had before, she should have sorted that out, gone to the toilet before. But yeah.
That's horrific.
There's a story for you.
That's worse than any of my stories, I can't lie. A girl shit herself.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I got it on myself.
Oh my.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'm recovering from that story at the moment. My stomach is turning.
That's jank.
I can't lie. I don't know if this podcast was a good idea for me because I'm actually reliving some horrible fucking moments.
Yeah, I think on that note, I think we should end this episode there because that is disgusting, man. You had to wipe yourself down with a sheet and dash her shit out the window.
Yes.
Fuck that. Yeah, we're ending it there. We're not talking about that anymore.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Absolutely fucking well. We're every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Michael makes people shit themselves when he fucks them. See you later.
See you later.
3 apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.